600,000 tourists are expected to descend on Brazil for the World Cup, which is forecast to bring a considerable amount of business to local economies. One of those businesses is the Bin Laden Bar, which is owned by Francisco Fernandez, a man who bears a striking resemblance to the Al-Qaeda leader held responsible for the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Although the resemblance was discovered accidentally, he has since embraced the role and is accustomed to donning a white robe or camouflage to complete the look.
Quando aconteceu o atentado?
People started to call me Osama bin Laden after the two towers were hit. I shaved my beard because everyone was hunting Osama at the time. I left it for 6 months and then finally I let my beard grow again. And people started to call me Osama bin Laden again.
Although Fernandez says that his appearance has not hurt business so far, he is hoping that it will not get in the way of U.S. tourists stopping by a Sao Paulo establishment during the World Cup. The heavy metal crowd trickling in and out of the bar appeared to see little problem with impersonating such a controversial figure.
There are good terrorists, too. Our Bin Laden is here a good terrorist who only creates a good kind of terror, the terror of serving cold beer or a neat and warm aperitif.
Sao Paulo will host 6 World Cup games, including the tournament opener, and is also the base for the United States football team.